The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 27th of June, 2019. All the best technology news has happened over the past couple of days. We'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Starting off with Apple news. Yeah, we all know there's going to be some new iPhones coming this year. We're hearing rumors of 3 and probably a new iPhone XR. Why? Because most people don't want to spend $1,000 for a phone. Apple knows this, so they figured, okay, we'll just put out another one. From what we're hearing about a new iPhone XR, it looks like it's going to be the same 6.1-inch LCD screen like the current version. However, though, you might get 2 cameras instead of 1 on the back. And if that ain't enough for you to say, wow, I need another XR, there might be a few more colors to choose from too, including green and lavender. Ah. Now, once again, this ain't official from Apple, but this is kind of more of a given idea that, yeah, we're definitely going to see iPhones this year. Probably not much of a big overhaul. That'll probably be coming in 2020. All right, Linux users, particularly developers out there that thought, oh man, I gotta go to 64-bit. Well, you may not have to. Now, you might remember Ubuntu did announce the end for 32-bit applications. That would be starting with its next release. Most people out there said, no! Apparently, Ubuntu heard you. Most of the no was in the gaming community, by the way. So, because of this no, looks like they've decided to support select 32-bit i386 packages for Ubuntu versions 19.10 and 20.04 LTS. Meaning no, support isn't going completely away. But it does mean that they'll enable support for specific applications where it's needed. Things like, you know, Wine, which I'm sure most Linux users out there are very familiar with, that need to run a Windows program on an Ubuntu machine, or shall we say even a Linux machine. Now, because they're doing this, they're also warning people out there, hey, this could be a security risk, since there'll be less people looking after the 32-bit x86 packages. So, basically, they're saying, use 32-bit at your own risk. And finally, the price of free. We all know what that is, ads. Nothing we can really do about it, is there? Unless you want to pay for it, but in these cases, we don't have that option yet. Maybe they'll come to that, but we don't know. What the hell am I talking about and rambling about here? Talk about Instagram, talking about your feed, talking about ads, talking about more ads. Yep, more ads are coming to Instagram. Woo. They announced it will soon start placing ads within your Explore page. You know, where you want to discover new stuff on Instagram, well, you're going to discover more ads now. Now, just so you know, it won't actually appear in the Explorer grid itself. They're actually going to appear once you tap on the Explorer post and then begin scrolling through that discovery feed. Yeah, now that sounds annoying. The ads will consist of photos and videos. And for those of you that are wanting to get an experience of what it's going to be like, well, guess what? IGTV ads, yep, they'll go live, well, pretty much as I'm talking to you right now. Slowly but surely, over the next few weeks and months, expect more Explorer ads to be popping up here, there, and everywhere. If you happen to have a story no one else is listening, well, we would love to listen to you. Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check us out at our official website, too, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all of our podcasts over there, including this show, the Max Show, the Big Show, and hey, you ain't gonna believe this. The Photo Show, yep, it's been resurrected. Yep, our Commander-in-Chief, Euron Rankin, decided, yep, maybe I had to go back and start doing some more of those. Good on you, Mr. Rankin. Hey, check us out, too, on Facebook, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room, of course, by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday installment. Get caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's selling right on by for you so we can get to Friday. Have a great one. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.